About the only thing hopping in West Glacier this week is the school. The fall is generally winding down season as services in Glacier Park winterize. Many businesses are already closed, boarded up, and shut down for the season. But Paul Doherty was planning to keep working at the gas station, gift shop, restaurant, lodge at the Glacier Highlander Resort until the end of the month.
I walked into the restaurant one day to get coffee before I had to go to work. And our wholesale representative was sitting at the counter, and he turned around and said to me, "What are you still doing here?" And I said, "I'm here until we close." And he said, "Sunday?" And I didn't even put my bag or my coat down. I turned around and went and found my boss in the store, asked if we were closing Sunday, and he said, "Yep."
Doherty says that was a couple of days after the park shut down, and they closed up shop last weekend. He says they had planned to stay open through the 20th of October. Now he's heading back home to California after his first season of working in West Glacier.
It was quite a shock to my mom to find out in August that I was going to be here until Halloween. She was a little too happy that I was had a reason to come home early now.
Darwin Stoneman is owner and one of the original founders of Glacier Raft Company in West Glacier, which started up in 1976. Stoneman says fishing and rafting are done this time of year, and they've closed up the retail shop, but they still offer cabin rentals.
I'd say we've had, you know, close to 50% cancellation here in the last few weeks due to the government shutdown and the park being closed, which I think is absurd. They could leave the gate open and let people visit the park. You know, it's really the American public's park. It's not the government's.
Stoneman says they have 12 cabins and can sleep about 30 people. He says generally they're completely full in August, about 75% occupancy in September, and it drops off quickly as October progresses, down to about nothing by the end of the month. The season kicks into gear in June.
You know, for us, we have such a short season, and any little bit helps.
Director of the Whitefish Convention and Visitors Bureau, Jan Metzmaker, says her organization started up in 2006 specifically to work on promoting the shoulder seasons of spring and fall.
If we can get our businesses to just be a little more successful in those shoulder seasons, they can keep their employees longer and, you know, just have a better year. You can't cram a whole business into July and August, so.
Metzmaker says she's hearing feedback from hotels dealing with visitors who planned their whole trip on being in the Flathead in the fall.
And fall is such a great time to be in the Flathead and with fall colors and, you know, not as many people, and it's more relaxed. And so we really emphasize that kind of secret season when you're here without the tourists.
Carla Fisher manages the Montana Coffee Traders Cafe in Columbia Falls. She says they stayed busier through September than they have in a while.
So we actually, our numbers were definitely up more so than they had been for the last couple years, and we think part of that was the weather stayed nice and the road was still open.
Rehabilitation on the Going to the Sun Road has been closing sections of the road on the west side before snow shuts it down. Fisher says locals and visitors alike frequent the cafe. As the summer season winds down, they start seeing more locals again. She says they've been talking with many visitors about what else to do.
There was lots of consternation and shock and disbelief that they weren't able to get into the park. So we tried, you know, we offered different places for them to go. There's still plenty of things to do, even if you can't actually get into the park.
Fisher mentions a drive up the North Fork Road, which runs along the river and gives views of Glacier's peaks. This is a message Metzmaker says they're also trying to get across in Whitefish.
There's many places in the area where people can still ride their bikes, walk, hike, you know, walk down to the lake, and we have a lot of pedestrian and bike paths. So there are opportunities, but, you know, the crowning glory is Glacier Park, and it's just unfortunate they can't even, like, get in the door. It's very, very frustrating.
As the fall colors overtake the larch, birch, and brush on the mountainsides in this part of western Montana, many seasonal businesses are already closed or scaled back to fall hours. Other businesses are just starting to get geared up as snow brushing the top of the mountains hints at the next season, a season Metzmaker says they're also working to grow. Ski season. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.